I'd like to invite the children to come up for a children's message. And I think this special Sunday, I think a lot of people have dressed up in their Halloween costumes. Hi. Ooh, cool. Yeah, got some cool costumes going here. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So very cool. Yeah. How's everybody? Are you ready for Halloween? I've got lots and lots of candy. We have a lot of kids that come, you know, that could eat this much candy, and so we get this much, so that we can bring the extra to church. Yeah, okay. They're not buying that one at all. But I think for Halloween I'm going to dress up as a Presbyterian clergy. Yeah, that'll scare people. But I was thinking about the lesson today. You know, for Halloween, we sometimes will, you know, wear a costume or have a mask or something and look differently. And I was thinking about some other types of symbols and masks that we sometimes use. Do any of you ever send an email or a text or anything like that? Do your parents do that? Yeah, sometimes when I send emails, I'll put a little face picture, you know? It's got like a smile or something. What is it called? Emojis. Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, that's the end of the children's message. No, I'm just kidding. I was thinking about the emojis, and particularly like with the account that we just had, Elder Wyckoff just read us about a man named Bartimaeus who was blind, and he was a poor man who was sitting by the side of the road. He'd been blind for a long time. And there was a huge crowd of people that were following Jesus. And so I was thinking, you know, how would the emojis have reacted to that? Well, I think that if Bartimaeus was sitting by the side of the road and he was blind and all of a sudden this huge, very excited crowd showed up, he might feel like this. What is this? Huh? Yes, this is like a kind of face. Yeah. Okay, so he may have felt like that. Yeah. And then he started calling out to Jesus. And you know what? The people in the crowd, from what we just heard, the people in the crowd started telling him, oh, be quiet, be quiet, don't bother him. And so how were they feeling? They were kind of what? They were angry. They were saying, Bartimaeus, oh, don't bother Jesus. He's a very important teacher, and we're all following him, and we're really excited. We think he's going to give us stuff. Okay. And then in the story, Jesus heard Bartimaeus calling out to him, and so Jesus said, oh, I see you, Bartimaeus, so come on over here. So how do you think Bartimaeus then felt? Bartimaeus felt... Yeah, Bartimaeus felt very, very happy. Bartimaeus was very happy. And then Jesus was feeling, oh, wait, that's a vampire face. No. Jesus was feeling toward Bartimaeus because Bartimaeus called out to him and said, I know that you're the son of David. You're the Messiah, so I recognize you. And Jesus then... felt what toward Bartimaeus? He felt love. Yeah. So he felt love toward Bartimaeus. And how did Bartimaeus feel? Because Jesus then said to him, your faith has made you well. And so how did Bartimaeus feel? He felt happy too. And so Jesus loved Bartimaeus, and Bartimaeus certainly loved Jesus. And how do you think Jesus' disciples felt after all this was happening, because they had been trying to shoo Bartimaeus away, and they had been thinking, oh, Jesus is going to give everybody stuff. How did they feel? Huh? How did they feel? Yeah, they felt really silly. In fact, in the Gospel of Mark, the disciples often felt really silly, didn't they? Yeah. So, I think these are good emojis to remember about the story about Bartimaeus, who was healed by Jesus, and it made him very happy. And so So we're going to remember those, and I think I will give those to Mrs. Adler, and she can take them with, and maybe she can share those with you. And also, I've got some other faces like this. I was having a great time at the dollar store. Okay, so we've got something for everybody. And if somebody wants something I don't have, I know where it is. So let's have a prayer. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for Bartimaeus, who was a man that called out to Jesus. And Jesus saw him, and Jesus loved him, and Jesus healed him. And his disciples felt silly. Amen. Okay, great, thanks. And have a happy Halloween. Would you give this to Mrs. Adler?